changes at Deer Valley. There's no changes in our snowboarding policy. There's no changes in our daily skier cap. There's no changes in food and beverage and grooming and snowmaking. There is truly no changes. So it is going to be the same focus that everybody has come to enjoy and expect in the last 37 years.
So you are staying ski only?
I am, yes. Well, yes, we are, and I am staying here as general manager at Deer Valley.
And the ski-only resorts, there's only three of you left. Alta, as everyone knows, here in Little Cottonwood Canyon, and Mad River Glen in Vermont. And so will Deer Valley maintain ski-only status? It says, at this time, on your blog, is the response. Could that time change?
Yeah. Well, you know, forever's a long time, Renee, but we don't see anything changing in the future.
And Deer Valley's known for its stellar customer service and just a level of luxury at a ski resort that you don't get at most other ski resorts. Will that change once you become part of a larger group?
Well, thank you for your kind words, Renee, number one. And through this whole process, we've been putting this together for a while, not a long while, but for a while. And I can say that through the process, it's been reinforced time and time again that the same values and the same goals that the Crown family and the KSL partnership have demonstrated through the process are exactly the same goals that we have operated Deer Valley with for the last 37 years.
So will Deer Valley become part of a group pass?
Pass products are yet to be determined, Renee, for this coming season for sure. Pass products will remain exactly the same. So season pass holders at Deer Valley will still be able to enjoy Wasatch Benefit, as for instance, and the days at Solitude and the days at Alta and Snowbird. So, you know, again, the big message really is no change in Deer Valley Resort.
No change for the 2017-2018 season. About this time next year, will we be hearing about some other changes possibly?
I don't know. I mean, I really don't. It you know, we're focused as we have been every single year. Before we turn around, it's going to be time to start making snow and focus on the ski season. And that's really what we're looking at. As far as longer-term stuff, Renee, the all of the projects that we've been working on, you know, the Mayflower development, all that kind of stuff, that is all still very much on the stove and on the front burner. And it's, you know, again, I don't want to overuse the term, but no changes here, either on existing operations or future plans.
And Solitude is not part of this deal. What are your plans with Solitude?
We, well, there again, the no change thing. We've had plans for Solitude ever since we closed on that deal 2.5 years ago now. And those plans are still the plans for the resort as far as replenishing and or replacing equipment. There's been, you know, there's a couple of lifts that we need to work on over there and some base facilities. And we'll continue to work on those as well as some in-resort ski run changes.
And in February, I was there when you were talking to the season pass holders, and there was a question about, is Deer Valley going to acquire any other properties? And you mentioned that this is a company that goes slowly, that really thinks about things before it decides to purchase another property. And gosh darn it, Bob, no one asked a question about, would Deer Valley ever be sold? So you mentioned earlier in this conversation that this process had been going on for a while, but not that long. When did this all start?
It's been, let's see, we're in the middle of August. It's been a couple months. So, you know, again, it's we never have, I would like to think, really made any snap decisions or made decisions without having a clear picture of the full deal, and we certainly didn't in this instance either. It was a couple of months.
So did the evolution in the ski industry that we saw with Vail, with the Epic Pass and with these group passes, was that sort of the deciding factor for you guys, that being a solo resort, well, owner of two resorts in one location, that in order to stay competitive, you just had to join the big leagues and consolidate with another group?
No, I think Deer Valley, could have remained competitive. I'm confident of that, especially with the stature that we're held within the industry. But there again, there's, you know, whether it's guest service, Renee, or whether it's, you know, whatever you're doing, typically there's always room for improvement. And, you know, we will continue to strive for that improvement. And this is another case of that. I think we certainly could have maintained our stature in the industry. I do think that this is an opportunity to improve even more on that.
And you mentioned Mayflower. Are plans still underway for Extel to be buying that development and moving forward?
Well, I can't comment on the purchase over there, Renee, but the ongoing effort and the focus for that development in Wasatch County is definitely there.
And can you explain to our...
It has our full support.
And can you explain to the listeners the scope of that plan?
It, depending on which plan we look at, it's either 6 or 7 lifts over there. And 1,000-plus acres of terrain. So it's a substantial effort. An enhanced base facility over there. I mean, it's really a big deal, and we're very excited about it.
And one thing that always strikes me when you talk about expanding Deer Valley is that you always talk about the capacity of the mountain. And I know that's not the term that you use. There's another term you give. But you're very conscientious about not putting too many skiers on there and making sure that the experience stays a good one at Deer Valley. And as you add more lifts, you are also opening a lot more terrain. Is that right?
That's correct. And under that circumstance, Renee, you know, if you were to ask the question of, you know, is our daily capacity going to change? Yes, it will. But I can tell you that the focus on a quality experience will remain exactly the same, and that we will be extremely cautious as we look at periods of adjustment for that day skier capacity, and we won't overdo it. We're going to, you know, the plan right now is to gradually increase that until we get to the point where we are now, where we say, okay, that's enough, that's the number, depending on the weather and all the other factors that enter into that, and that's going to be it. But, yes, the mountain capacity needs to stand on its own is kind of the term that we use, and it really doesn't matter how much development happens around the resort or, for that matter, within the resort. The mountain capacity truly needs to stand on its own, and that won't change.
And one final word from you, especially to the people here who work at Deer Valley and know and love Deer Valley and love the culture of Deer Valley. What's your final word to them?
I am as excited as I could possibly be about this opportunity for all of us, Renee, all of us on staff, for our guests, and for the community. I think this is absolutely the best thing that could happen. For everybody involved, and I am very confident and very excited about the future of Deer Valley.
Great.
And the town of Park City.